السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. مفتی صاحب، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant to you afiyat and good health. And I hope you had a wonderful Eidgah in Durban. Inshallah, ladiz, Allah ta'ala accept you for the khidmat of deen. مفتی صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. الحمد لله. Wonderful, wonderful trip to Durban. Excellent weather there. MashaAllah. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all of us and accept from all of us. And our Junaid Mota and Zakaria Mota. تقبل الله منا ومنكم, to you as well. And Almighty Allah accept each one of us for his deen. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verse number 42. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us about the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers there in Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh and others, how they would take big oaths in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then when the reality struck them, they would then reject it. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَقْسَمُوا, and they took an oath, بِاللَّهِ, on Almighty Allah, وَاللَّهِ, تَاللَّهِ, بِاللَّهِ. So various types of oath they would take. جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, the greatest, the biggest type of oath. You know, just like the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, as Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter number 63, that the hypocrites would come to the Master alayhi salatu salam and take big huge oaths. Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqina lakadibun. Chapter 63, verse number 1. And Almighty Allah bears testimony that these people, the hypocrites, they are the biggest liars. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة, they take their oath and use it as a shield. فصدوا عن سبيل الله, to prevent others also from coming to the path of Almighty Allah. And they themselves also thought they will fool and be, you know, deceive the Muslims and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Almighty Allah exposed them all. Chapter 63, verses 1 and 2. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us about the mushrikeen, idol worshippers in Makkah. So notwithstanding the fact that they took the big oath, and what would they say? La in ja'ahum nazir, and if it came to them a warner, would love, because in Makkah Mukarramah, prior to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Ta'if, Jeddah, this area is called Hijaz Muqaddas. No prophet messenger came prior to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said, if a warner comes with love, a prophet comes here with love, لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهَدَى مِنْ أُهِدَ الْأُمَمِ, that لَيَكُونُنَّ, then surely we will be أَهَدَى, the greatest people ever to accept it, and on guidance we will become the most pious and the best. مِنْ إِحْدَ الْأُمَمِ, compared to any one of the previous nations and generations, meaning they were pontifying, sanctifying themselves and saying, we will be the super Muslims and we will be the super generation and so forth. Thereafter, Miladun Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam auspicious birth took place. Then after 40 years, when they saw the character, integrity, honesty of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and they gave the title As-Sadiqul Amin, you are so truthful, a man of integrity, honesty. They entrusted their valuables to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, but at the age of 40, when chapter 96 and the first 5 verses were revealed of Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi Rabbik Alladhi Khalaq, the revelation brought about the biggest revolution and everything changed, the status quo changed. Falamma fa ta'aqib, subsequently thereafter ja'ahum nadhir, then the warner would love, the messenger would love, what compassion came to them. And what was their response? 99% of them, mazadahum illa nufura, it only increased in them the hatred, and they hated Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, the message and the messenger, they hated and detested more and more and more. Just like how in Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam's time, you see when Noah, peace be upon him, went to his people and he told them, you must believe in me. I am selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and not by people. I am not elected by people. I am selected by Almighty Allah. But what would these people do? That would just enhance and increase. You must remember that they are arrogance and they are pride and so forth and so on. And you see that it would increase all the wrong things in them because they themselves were not sincere. So when he went, he tried every possible method, that individually, in public, and in khalwa, and privately, he called them. Inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa naharan falam yazidhum du'ai illa firara. Ya Allah, I'm calling my people nighttime, daytime, all times, but my calling them is not increasing in them, but they take flight from me, they start hating me, they say they don't want to see my face, and when I speak, they insert their fingers in their ears. Chapter 71, verses 6 and 7. So all this was actually their pride and arrogance. Inshallah, we'll continue with that tomorrow. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala let us always embrace the truth and not embrace the batil and falsehood. Allah forbid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 11th of Zulhijjah, 1445, that's our date here in South Africa and Southern Africa. Gaza genocide, today Tuesday is day number 256, and mashallah we find this turmoil in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, that we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally and globally. So thousands of Jutlas and Jews protesting in Jerusalem against Bibi Netanyahu and government. They say they must resign, elections must be held immediately, and they must make a deal with Hamas regarding the hostages and so forth. But this was a terrible weekend for the Jutlas, and even now on Sunday night, Monday, we find 11 or more Jutlas were killed and they were dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Many others are in transit and critically injured. So remember, they also will be making their way straight to the hellfire, getting roasted and toasted there, inshallah. China is giving support to Russia. America says we're very much concerned that why is China giving so much support to Russia in the war against Ukraine? So why can't we ask the question, why are you America, why are you Britain and European countries giving Israel, the rogue terrorist Nazi, the regime, Hitler's children, so much support? So remember, everywhere you will see double standards and hypocrisy. That is the West at its best, white hegemony. So everywhere we need to name them, shame them. You know what Israel did in this 250 plus days? That they attacked and they threw bombs and so forth on Gaza al-Mubarakah, more than what America did in 6 years in Iraq. Can you believe in this 8.5 months? That is what these people, haramis, jutlas, have done, and that they're supporting them. There are floods in Ecuador, and remember that in South America, 6-7 people have died, thousands of people have become homeless, no power in thousands of places. So may Almighty Allah protect humanity from all calamities and natural disasters. The governor of Maryland, he has said that he has brought about the greatest pardon in the history of America. The people who are guilty for marijuana and cannabis and so forth, he gave pardon to more than 170,000 people. And if you look at the, you know, demographics of it and so forth, then this is what they say. The people were found guilty. For every one white person, there were four people who were among the blacks that were guilty of this. So therefore, remember that this is how they control people. Under the white regime, the apartheid regime here in South Africa, the Boer. So remember, they would have the Indian township, colored township, black township, African township. And they made sure in the African township they had a shabeen. And the people who just go there, majority of them, and drink chuala, and drink the beer, and drink the alcohol, and whatever else you want to call it, and drown their worries in all these things here. So that is why it is called khamr. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, al-khamru ma yukhamirul aqla, that the khamr is that it damages your brains and your intellect and intelligence. You can't think independently. So that is what they have done there also, these Americans. Running away from conscription and so forth in Ukraine has become the norm now. People are fed up, remember that there the war is going on for 2.5 years almost now. So you see that, and they're losing badly, Ukraine. And remember, Russia, Putin giving them a good hiding, brought his submarines right to Cuba, and Havana and Cuba are very excited. So to tell America, make one more mistake, I'm only 140 kilometers away from Florida, and dance all the proper dance, and then you will see what we will do to you. Malaysia will be joining the BRICS, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. So many Muslim countries, Arab countries are joining. That's a good sign. So the main aim will be to de-dollarize. We don't want the dollar and so forth. We want everybody's currency to gain importance. Guptas. The Guptas are normally notorious with other actions. So yeah, one of the Guptas is wanted because he wanted to kill a Sikh leader in America, you see. So these are big problems there. So one side, the India got problem with Canada. Now they got problems with America, and they want to exterminate and kill the Sikh leaders. So that is what happens to the minorities, remember. That on the first day of Eid, you saw what they did there, you must remember, in India. So they lynched one Muslim person to death, and then that lady Antarut or whatever her name is, so they are charging her because of terrorism, because she speaks the truth. Saudi Arabia, I read this article in the Arab news yesterday, they said Makkah Mukarramah broke all records, it reached 51 degrees, and there in Mina, Arafat and all these places, it went to 48, 49 degrees. So the Hajis get very, very, you know, really their sins getting forgiven, because the more we perspire, and we are in Makkah Mukarramah there by the Baytullah performing Tawaful Ziyarah, Tawaful Ifadah, all the people are still in Mina, so they're going to Pell today is the 12th of Zulhijjah, so there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Mina. So but some Hajis, they left already because they get some crazy fatwas. Even today, the 12th, pelting is only permissible after Zohar time starts, but people will be pelting in the morning and any time they want to. That is how they make a mockery of Hajj, and the Grand Mufti is guilty of this, because remember, for years and years, I remember vividly 10-15 years ago, he passed the fatwa that no, there's too much crowd and zahma, therefore to pelt in the morning is permissible on the 12th also, 11th and 12th. We reject that with the the contempt it deserves. Pelting is only permissible today on the 12th, according to A'imma Arba, all four schools, in the afternoon after Zuhur time starts. So you should tell your family members. Sunak, he's going to be sent to India to join Modi, or they're going to send him to Rwanda. He and his party are facing a terrible disaster, one of the worst defeats, remember, in one century. So can you imagine the fool call for elections, and now he'll be kicked out with disgrace and humiliation. Putin to visit North Korea today, Tuesday, remember that. And this will be the first time Putin will be going there in 24 years, can you imagine? So America says, we're very concerned. Go to hell when you are the ones who have ties with other countries. So who are you to poke your ugly nose, remember, in their business? Let them have friendship with who they want to. Nobody tells you you can't have friendship with them, with Israel and so forth and so on. Maldives is very, very concerned. You must remember that they are banning Israelis, but they don't want to include the Palestinians. The Palestinians are welcome to come to Maldives. So they're just trying to, you understand, figure out how they can do that. Israelis are banned from the Paris Army Fair. So that is very good. So they won't be able to come there to Paris, to Paris in France and so forth, to exhibit their arms and show the world, because they're guilty of genocide, murdering innocent people and killing babies and children and so forth. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa. And the DA, this is in the Citizen newspaper, is requesting or demanding 6 posts as ministers and 4 as deputies. And that Steenhuisen, or whatever his name is, he wants to become the deputy president. We hope that the ANC can use some of their brains, because their loyal supporters also now have become fed up, remember, that we voted for you and now you went into bed with the DA and others. Zuma's MK, they will be sitting in the opposition benches with EFF, and they will not be joining the government of national unity, because they say that the ANC and DA coalition cannot be, we cannot be part of that, that is joining our enemy, and we agree with Malema and with Jacob Zuma on that score. This cabinet, can you believe? My brother Zakir from Umslanga came to fetch me, you know, Sunday night when I had a lecture there in Umslanga Masjid. So he came to fetch me. So he had the Sunday Times there on his dashboard. So I was just looking at it, you know, what are the headlines? They say that the cabinet for the government of national unity will be even bigger than the previous government, and that, can you imagine? So now what are you going to do? Going to steal more? And you want we must vote for you. How can that ever happen? So therefore, I tell you that most of these political parties and politicians, Muslim, non-Muslim, are just there to fill their pockets and make us fools and idiots, remember. They will say we are at the service of the public and the people and so forth, but it's a very, very hollow oath. We must remember that. A disgrace it is, you ask me. So inshallah, my programs today will be Mona Musa Lahir is gone overseas, his holiday. Allah Jalla Wala make him enjoy his holidays and bring him back with his families with siha afia. So between 8:30 and 9 today, inshallah, Mona Zahid Khan will interview me, and inshallah, because yesterday I was busy with the Eid program, and you know, so we can just do it to the discussion today. And then 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, inshallah al-Aziz, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran. Maulana Salim, we have 23-24 minutes, inshallah, still left for the Q&A, so let us fire up, and we hope that you also had a wonderful Eid day in Ladysmith. I think you were there. Allah Jalla Wala, let us see many, many moons and many, many Eids, inshallah, Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Shakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for those beautiful du'as. A man gave his wife one talaq. What is the time frame for him to take her back?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All this you will find clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran. If and when the husband gave and issued his wife one talaq, whether verbally, orally, or in writing, so that talaq will be valid, is known as talaqul raj'i, a revocable divorce. So during the iddat period, he, the husband, can take her back, whether she likes it or not, because that is enshrined in the noble Quran. وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. A lady who has been divorced, her iddat period, waiting period for herself, will be 3 quru. So the word quru is like how I told you, Jazakallah. If you just stop there, Jazakallah will mean, may Allah reward you. But the possibility is there, it can mean also that may Almighty Allah punish you. So there are certain words in the Arabic language, min al-azdad. One word with 2 opposite meanings. So here, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 228. ثلاثة قرو 3 قرو. So the Hanafis and the Hanbalis say that ثلاثة قرو means 3 menses. So in Islam, the man is supposed to divorce his wife when she is in the tuhur, in a cleanliness, and best is that during that clean period he did not fulfill conjugal relationships with her. And then when one menses come, then the second menses, then the third menses, when that is finished, now she is out of the iddah. So you have all that time there to take your wife back or your ex-wife, and you don't need tajdeedun nikah, you don't have to perform a new nikah, and you will have 2 talaqs left for the future. So that is the verdict of the Hanbalis and Hanafis. The Malikis and Shafi'is say thalatat quru means that 3 periods you must remember of the cleanliness, you see, tuhur. So when 3 periods of cleanliness passes, so in that way there, then the that is finished. So my advice to you, my brother, maybe in a moment of madness, weakness, that you gave your wife one talaq, maybe on Eid day or whenever, Allah alone knows. So my advice to you, as enshrined in the noble Quran, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ, reconciliation is the best. You might be having children, my brother. So whether you have children or not, so our function should be jorna, naketorna. So I don't know you, I don't know your wife or ex-wife, whichever way you want to look at it. So remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us, was sulhu khair. But for sulha and reconciliation, both parties must make some compromises as well. You cannot be threatening her and telling her you do my way or you catch the highway and so forth. So always read the Quran Sharif and see Surah 4, chapter 4 and verse number 128. There you will find Almighty Allah is encouraging the husbands and the wife, even after talaq and divorce, that you try and reconcile. So that will be barakah and blessing for both of you. We make dua, Almighty Allah unite you and husband and wife and the children, inshallah al-aziz.
Mufti Sahib, a similar question. What happens if a husband in anger says to his wife, talaq, talaq, talaq? Is those 3 talaqs valid in terms of Sharia?
Remember that nobody will really give talaq to his wife while making love to her, while fulfilling the conjugal relationship and so forth. To say that he was angry with her and so forth, and he lost his, you know, cool and what have you, and therefore he issued a talaq thrice, and that is verbally or orally, or for example in writing and so forth. The Quran Sharif addresses this issue. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse number 230. فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا, if he, the husband, gave his wife talaq, the 3rd talaq, then فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, she, that wife now, ex-wife, will not be halal for him, min ba'du, for the future. Hatta tankiha zawjan ghayra, till she gets married to another person, that is after the expiry of the iddat. And this marriage, the second marriage, must not be a mock marriage and a sham marriage. It must be a proper, permanent nikah. Then after 1, 2, 3, 4 years, the husband passes away, for example, or divorces her. Then iddat again. Then she will be halal and permissible permissible for the first husband if they want to reconcile with a new nikah and so forth. But today what is happening, our people, they make halala. Halala means that, remember, that, you know, husband divorced his wife, now the iddat is finished, so he tells his friend or whoever that you now get, he must get married to this person's ex-wife. And then you must consummate that marriage as well, and then divorce her. So everything is pre-arranged. So for people like that, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. All parties are cursed by Almighty Allah, the first husband, the second husband, the lady also who agreed to this, all of them cursed, you must remember. This will become similar to the kuffar Shia's mut'a prostitution. Khomeini, la'anahu Allah, writes in his work, which I have, Tawdihul Masail, you can make mut'a with a lady for 1 hour. So you don't even need witnesses. You just pay her $50, 50 euros, 50 rand. 50 is just example. Whatever both parties agree on. And then after 1 hour, then she can go and you go your way. So this is 100% prostitution. So our people, the Sunni, some of them are guilty of this. And she, that lady, with whom that second nikah now with the other person was performed, and then after 1 hour, one day he gave a talaq and so forth, you're not halal for your previous husband. Remember, that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Sahibain also of the Hanafis. So that is how we pass the fatwa. You can't be making a mockery of Islam. Wala tattakhidhu ayatillahi huzuwa, chapter number 2 and verses number 230 and 231. So everything is clearly enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran, glorious Quran, and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ustaz, having a long day at the farm and coming home to visitors, do we have the right to send people away as we were extremely tired?
Remember that when visitors came, they made pre-arrangements with you. It's not that on Eid day they just rocked up there. They told you that now we will be coming to you because we are family and we want to spend the Eid day with you. Now you went to the farm to make your udhiyah, your qurbani, so you are exhausted, tired, but your wife, your children and them, they're not so tired and exhausted. Therefore, not permissible if the guest made pre-arrangements with you. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, authentic in Tirmidhi, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim daifa, whosoever, remember, believes in Almighty Allah jalla wala and the last day, so then you must honor your guest. It's compulsory. Now yeah, you are insulting the guest, so that's not right. Yes, if they just came like that without pre-arrangements, then you can tell them that, you know what, that this is not the opportunity moment. Again, I remind you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who is Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Sallama nafsahu lin-niran, he gave himself to the fire. وسلم ولده للقربان, he took his son for qurbani and to slaughter sacrifice. وسلم أهله للهجران, he left his wife Sayyida Hajar there and Nabi Ismail عليه السلام بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم, that way there was no vegetation, no habitation, and that's how the Zamzam came into existence. Then وسلم ما له للضيفة, he used his wealth for the guest. You see, that is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Me and you, the guests come, we tell him, go away, I'm too tired. That's not right. It's not Islamically permissible. Then, وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ, 1 million plus people today will be pelting the shaitan, the symbolic shaitan, imitating, emulating him. وَسَلَّمَ دَرْبَهُ لِلطُّغْيَانِ, with his right hand, the Mubarak hand, بِيَدِهِ الشَّرِيفَ, he smashed the idols. When he did all this, فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ, then he became the Khalil of Almighty Allah, the special, special friend and beloved of Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be Habibullah, but he became Khalilullah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, he entertained the guests, he would look for guests. This is Inqilab Zamana, how times have changed. People come to our house and we chase them away. Not permissible Islamically.
Mufti Sahib, life is short. We can go at any second unexpectedly. Yesterday, a crane dropped a steel bar literally 1 centimeter away from where I was standing. Is this a warning from Allah Ta'ala to me?
100%, all this what happens, remember, are signs for all of us. Makkah Mukarramah, I just gave you what the temperatures were. So more than 20, 25 people approximately became shaheed there. Shaheed meaning that because of the intense heat, and maybe most of them were in ihram also, and they passed away. Tomorrow on the day of justice, they will wake up. If they passed away with Iman, Islam obviously, yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati yulabbi, and they will be reading labbaik Allahumma labbaik. They went for Hajj, but they never came back. Remember that. So that is our own brother, our own sister from South Africa, our brother Ibrahim. So you must remember he passed away. And you see now the mother is still there and so forth. He made so much khidmat for her. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Our sister Zora, so remember Bruat, there from Uton Lakeside, PE. So Zahra is supposed to be, but our people, they spell it but incorrectly. So she passes away. So the family obviously feel it, but for them, they have passed away and they gone to a better place in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then Jannat al-Firdaus after the day of justice. So remember, in cases like that, we all must be prepared at all times, all places. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut, that every living being shall taste death. It can strike any time. Therefore, it is said, Mutu qabla an tamutu, die before the actual time comes of death. What it means? It means close our eyes, make muraqabah, and we start contemplating, imagining, Malakul Maut is coming to me, I'll be leaving this world, and then ghusl will be given, the people will bathe me, then the takfeen and the kafan and shrouding will take place, and thereafter Salatul Janaza will take place, and thereafter, remember that, they will bury me, and in the graveyard and cemetery. So we should think and contemplate about that. But sometimes we're flying high and we think that this will last forever. Nay, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Chapter 28, verse 88. Everybody, everything shall perish, because we are makhluk and creation. We have a starting and an ending, and only He, Almighty Allah, is that al-hayyul qayyum, ever-loving, self-subsisting. So we should know all these things and prepare for death. Every day read now with me also. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima, O Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin, and unite me with a devout and pious people, O beloved Allah. So that is what the true Muslim should be doing.
Mufti Sahib, I just can't stand my mother-in-law. No matter what good I do, she will always find fault. Yesterday, Eid day, I gave her a gift to show her that I care. She asked me, why am I wasting her son's money and trying to bribe her? What do I do?
So you are the daughter-in-law, and now you went to the mother-in-law and you gave a gift and so forth. So now she didn't like the choice of her son. So maybe she is, you know, Gujarati, Surti, and you are Mehman, or you are Urdu or something, or vice versa. Maybe you Mehman and she Surti, or whatever it is. You know, our people, they got this village mentality, Gam mentality, and so forth. Or maybe you didn't come from such a rich family or so. So therefore, that she has this dislike. So you must not keep too much contact with her. Do not sever ties with her, but make salah and so forth, and you must cement your relationship with your husband and so forth, and in the darkness of the night for yourself, your mother-in-law and so forth, read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love, Ya Allah. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. So don't go too much to her, curtail ties with her, because you are just going to upset yourself. But in the darkness of the night, you speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Quran Kareem teaches us sometimes in life that there is hatred, and then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala brings the mahabba, and Allah Jalla Wala brings the love, and so forth. Go open chapter number 60 of the Noble Quran, and you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses all these issues. So never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Asallahu an yaj'ala baynakum wa bayna alladhina aadaytum minhum mawadda. But Allah Jalla Wala, it happens where there is enmity between you and them, sometimes it is transformed into love and so forth. Wallahu Qadir, Allah has all the power to do so. Wallahu Ghafurur Rahim, and Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very merciful. Your focus, concentration, my sister, should be cement your relationship with your husband and with your children, and make dua for mother-in-law. You should not make mother-in-law an outlaw, and mother-in-law should not make you an outlaw. So that is what's happening. Allah protect us. Chapter 60, verse number 7.
Mufti Sahib, if my cat urinates on my hand when picking him up, do I have to make a ghusl or just wash it off?
So you must remember that the saliva and all that of the cat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, laysat bi najisin, that is not napak and so forth. For example, you have the cat, it's jumping from here, this sofa to that sofa, making tawaf and so forth. So that you don't have to worry about. But if it urinates and so forth, 100% is napak and najis and impure, so that you must wash out, is compulsory. To take a ghusl and a bath is not compulsory, but if your tabiat, your nature is such, you say, hey, now the cat, the kitten gave me also one vaccine and urinated on me, so your tabiat, your own natural disposition feels you want to take a bath, then take a bath, but it's not compulsory. Just wash out that portion and that will suffice.
Mufti Sahib, I bought something in a shop and took it home. When I reached home, the box was empty. I took the empty box with me back to the shop and they refused to accept it. What do I do?
So you must remember that it is negligence on your part also, that when you bought something, you bought a pair of shoes, for example. So now they wrapped it up or put in a plastic, so obviously you should have seen what is happening and so forth. So remember, there's negligence or deception on one side, and on the other side there will be negligence. So you don't have a case, you know, much of a case. What you can do is this, that you go to the manager, you go to the owner of the shop or whatever, and tell him that why don't you see on your CCTV cameras there that when your staff sold that item to me, was there something inside or was it empty, that your staff took, you understand, undue advantage of my negligence. I was looking here and there and so forth and so on. So therefore, then that can be easily sorted out. And if they don't want to listen, then remember, you can tell them that you will make this public and go on the, you understand, public platform. And today you have all these gadgets of ours, WhatsApp and all the social media. Or you can go to the ombudsman if it's something very, very expensive and so forth. So there are ways and means. But end of the day, brother, sister, you also, today when we do business, we must be wakker. You know what is wakker? Wakker is in Afrikaans. You must be wakker. You must be sleeping. So sometimes we dream and all these things here. I know of a person, Allah forbid, he passed away. I don't want to mention the town. But when people used to buy shoes, he used to put only one shoe in the box and sell it. And then when the customer comes back, he said, you only gave me the right shoe or the left shoe. He would say, no, I gave you both shoes. So one pair of shoes, he would sell to two different people. For one person, he would sell him the right one, second one, the left one, and then afterwards he went bankrupt. When we do unda danda like this, then sooner or later, Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala must strike and hit. Remember that. So anyway, that are the advices we can give you. First, you must be vakar and wide awake when making deals. And second one, you can go back there and tell them, why don't you see your CCTV camera? You know what time I came. I know what time I came. That's a 5-minute job. And let's see whether the item was there or not. So you can solve it out easily in that way.
Mufti Saab, kindly explain the kafara of a broken oath taken.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, you took an oath, you said, Wallahi, I take an oath that La Azuruka Abada, I will never come to your house, I'll never visit you. You know, people, when they get angry and emotional, then they speak all crazy things. They'll make the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, outlaws instead of in-laws, and so forth and so on. So go to the second page of the 7 Supara, 7 Jews, chapter number 5, and that is Surah Ma'idah and verse 89. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this. فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ أَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ. The kafara is this. You must feed 10 poor Muslims. So you feed one, breakfast and supper, proper breakfast, proper supper. Or you give them, you must remember, clothing and so forth. So normally I pass the fatwa on this. I say you must give them 500 rand. So you broke the law and the qasam and your oath. So you desecrated the sacred name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And now you have to pay the penalty. Kafara is a penalty. So now you have to give 500 rand to 10 poor Muslims, 50 rand each. So today, 25 rand breakfast, 25 rand supper is not something very out of this world, you know. So our clothing and so. So rather you just give them that cash, and in that way there, the matter will be sorted out and make tawbah also. So that will be 500 rand for 10 poor Muslims, 50 rand each. But if you are so poor, you can't afford that, then in front Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَسُيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ اَيَّامُ. If you are really a pauper, selling paupers or something, then remember you keep 3 consecutive fasts. That is the Hanafi verdict. They read it according to the explanation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَسُيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ اَيَّامٍ مُتَتَابِعَاتِ. The word mutatabi'at is not mentioned. It's a tafsir and commentary. And the Shafi's and them say, no, you can keep 3 fasts, whether you keep it consecutively or intermittently, so all is permissible. So that is the academic discussion. And my advice to you before we finish up now is, don't take oaths just for the sake of doing it, because many a time then you will be desecrating the sacred or holy name of Almighty Allah, and then kafara comes. So may Almighty Allah bless you and your family, Muhammad Kareem, and Junaid Mota and your family. Our brother Zakaria, the engineer there for Radio Al Ansar, Allah bless you and your family and all the esteemed listeners. Let us go back to life, you understand, and become better Muslims. And the Hajis will be returning today, from today onwards already, because it's the 12th, they'll pelt, and then Tawaful Wida, and then there'll be the airport. Jeddah airport will be packed to capacity from today. So we end of today's program. اللهم رد الحجاج غانمين سالمين معزوزين منصورين مقبولين إلى أهليهم وأوطانهم. يا الله, return the Hajis to their countries, to their families, with a مقبول and مبرور حج. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.